Very good if you say, Iyama Vishleimo Vimarovish Droy Mesevi. Then where do we start off? Where was the Lishcha Tatloyim? Where was that room where they kept the animals for the Korban Atomid? If you want to say everybody holds the same thing, it was Marovis Droymis. It was Taka in the west-south side, like it says in Mesechta Midas. And we want to say before, even Mesechta Tomid is also masking to that. That really was more to the Durham side, to the south side. Why did Mesechta Tomid say it was more to the north side? Sofin, because if you're standing on the south side, it looks as if it reaches all the way down to the north side. But really, really, it was more towards the south side. So if you say this is true, they see I'm with Bishleima, if you tell me that really, everybody holds, the Lishchas HaTloyim, like it says in the Masechta Midas, whereas on Marav Droymis, was on the west, south side, heavy, high of the Mataris. This is the way we give a terence now, there shouldn't be a stira, lechem aponim, lechem aponim. That there should not be a stira about where exactly was that lishcha, that room, to make lechem aponim. And Rashi says, Iyan mit bishleima, tane de tomid, gufam is, gufa de toni lishcha tloyim, vitzvainis marovis, even though it says the mesech de tomid, that was on the north side, the northwest side, really moide heaven lechad marovis roimis heavy. Really, even that Mesech the Tomid is Moedah, that really was near, closer, towards the south side. El Lefi Maris Enoi, Shone Mishnosoi. But the way you look, if you're standing on the south side, it looks like it was towards the north side. That's why it says it was on the north side. But really, even Mesech the Tomid is Moedah, it was on the south side. Udiyosi Midorim is Chazle Mitzofen. It's only if somebody's standing on the south side, then it looks like it's more towards the north side. But really, really, where was this lishcha that they kept the tloyim, the animals for the korban atomid? Really, loylam mikarens roimis marovis. Really, it was on the south side, the southwest side. Boom. So meila bo lahas chilimlois. It comes to say now the cheshbonis of where the four lishchois were. His hind of the mataris. This is the way we give a terence now to the theory of the lechem aponim, lechem aponim. Liyois to say really it was bedroimis mizrochis. Could be according to everybody. You know where the Lishcha, where they made the Lechem upon him was? It was on the Dora Mizrach. It was on the southeast side, the bottom left corner. That's where it was. Kidiktoni Bemidas. Like it says clearly in Mesech Demidas. Mesech Demidas, it says clearly, which corner was the Lishcha of the Lechem upon him? It was on the Dora Mizrach. Now the only question we had was, it was Masha from Mesech to Tomid, that it came out to be on the Tzofin Mizrach. So where was the Stira? So now we're in saying, Lo Tiksha Adodi, Lo Likshi Adodi, don't ask any kashes. How could it come out to be that the Tloyim was on the southwest side, and now and Lishchas Chesomis, Kate Lishchas Tloyim Bedreimis Marovis, Lishchas Chesomis. Now, if he also Derech Smoil, if you walk around the left side, the Marovis Svoinis, if you go down Mariv, Sofin side, if you go to the west or north side, is based on Mukut Svoinis, then based on Mukut would be Svoinis Mizrochis. And Lishchas Lechem Aponim would also be Bimizrach Droimis. So now there would not be any Stira. Even Mesech Tomid is also Moedah, that it was Bimizrach Droimis, was on the south west side, the south east side. So even though he has the Cheshbon a little bit different, but that's because he's going the left side. Make a left turn. If you make a left turn, it goes from the Marav Droimis to the Marav Tzofin, to the Tzofin Mizrach, until finally you come to the Mizrach Dorim. But really, both Tamoida, where was the Lishcha of Lechem Aponim? It was on the bottom left corner. It was on the Mizrach Dorim. That's where the Lishcha was for Lechem Aponim. So it's very good if you told me everybody holds that the Lishcha Tatloyim really was in Marav Dorim. Really was on the west-south side. And it's only a question, how do you have the Cheshbon of the four? Do you go right turn, or do you go a left turn? Eli Yamr. But if you're going to tell me that really, really Mesech Tatomid means what it says, that the Lishcha of the Tloyim was Tzvoinis Marovis, when they say Tzofen, they mean Mamish literally, the side, the north, west side, that corner. That was the corner where the Lishcha of the Tloyim was. Have a Abizoi, Soy Soif, my Tirutse. Then there's no way to answer the Stira to exactly which corner they made the Lechem upon him between Mesech Tomid and Mesech Midas. If you'll say that Mesech Tomid really means Tzofen Marovis, then we're going to end off with the kasha, where was Lechem upon him? Say, there should be a raya, el lav shma mino. From here, it's a good raya, a good proof, that the Marov is Droimus Hevi. Do you know where the Lishcha of the Tloyim was? According to everybody, it was on Marav Dorum side. According to everybody, that's the corner where the Lishcha of the Tloyim was. And it's only a question, do you count it right way, going the right, going to make it a right turn, or else making a left turn? But they both come out to the same place, that the Lishchas of the Lechem Aponim was on the bottom left side, on the Dorum Mizrochis. Elal Shramina Marav is Droimus Hevi, Shmamina. Here it's a good Raya. How come you make the cheshbon going a left turn? Ay, we learned that anytime you make a turn, you're always supposed to make a right turn, always go towards your right side. So how could you say here, Masechta Tomid is making a cheshbon going around the left side, you're always supposed to make a right turn, you have to count the right way. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili Biavoida. When do we say that you always make your right turn? That's when you're actually doing the Avodah. When you're actually bringing a korban. When you're bringing a korban and walking around the Mizbeach, you have to always make a right turn. B'shas Avodah, you always have to make a right turn. Aval Hochel, over here what Masechta Talmud is telling us, it's not talking about doing the Avodah, it's talking about by this big, like, around the picture, right picture of faces, that there was a big base on Mukar HaGadol. There was this big room that you had a lot of fire there. And on the all four corners, there were different lishkois. So it's a machlokes now, which corner had, not which ones, but we had a count on which corners was the different purposes. So here it's not the shvel hochel chushben of the almu. The reason why Masechta Tomid keeps the cheshben, the count going left way, because we're not talking about doing the avodah, we're just talking about giving a cheshben exactly what was in each corner. So when you're talking about the corners, that's not a kasha. Why you say doing this corner, then make a left turn while doing the left corner, then the next left corner, the next left corner. Because we're not talking about actually walking around here to do the avodah. Avada, when you do the avodah, you have to do a derech yamin. Here we're not talking about doing the avodah. We're just on giving a cheshbim. To which corner was the lishka for the tloyim, which was the lishka based on mukad, which was the lishka for the lechem aponim. That's all. So therefore it's not shrei why Masechta Tomid counts it leftwards, goes the left way. See Rashi. Iyam Pishlaima Tana de Tomid Gufa the Tani Lishka Satloim Pitzvainis Marovis Moidhood let's add Marovis Drain Sevi Tvei is also my dom. Which was ready. Next Rashi. Eli Yamrit Vadavka Tana Lishka Satloim Pimiksoya Tsvainis Marovis. Do you want to say Masechta Tomid means literally what it means, what it's saying? That it was on the north. It was on the north west side. So if soif my terastom lechem upon him. You're going to have to see exactly which corner where did they make the lechem upon him. Ki mani derech smil heavy lishkas lechem upon him bedreimus marovis. Even if you want to go around the left way, still you won't come out the lechem upon him to be only by the dorim marovis to the southwest side. Lefi minyonai. And we're saying now in Masechta Tomid, in Masechta Midas, its mashma was Tzofin. It was, according to Masechta Midas, it was our Mizrach Dorim. So who are you going to have a steer there? So Elamai, you have to say that everybody holds Avada the Lishcha of Tloyim was in the Marav Dorim side. That's only a question. You go count the right turn, or do you count the left turn? Aye, for the Markash of Amamala, come on, that you're always supposed to make a right turn. That there it is. That's when you're actually doing the Avodah. Here we're not talking about doing the Avodah. We're just start making a cheshbin which way you went. So you're allowed to make a cheshbin going leftwards. That's why Masechta Tomid makes a leftwards. So if we make a leftwards, there comes out the same thing. The lechem aponim was in Mizrach Dorim, just like Masechta Midas makes the cheshbin that lechem aponim was also in the Dorim Mizrach side. Just that Masechta Midas goes around the right way, and the Masechta Tomid goes around the leftwards. But Mel, there's no stira. Right. Our Mishnah also said again what that these 7 days that they had a priesthood, they took the Kohen Gadol away from his house to be in Lishkas Sanhedrin the 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah every single day. He brought the Korban HaTomid. That was those 7 days. But Shankin, the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol does not have to do the Avodah. It's up to him. The Mishnah says that Kohen Gadol makrev chelek b'roish. If the Kohen Gadol wants to bring a Korban that day, to bring the Korban HaTomid, he has the right. He could do it if he wants to. V'noito chelek b'roish. When they come to divide up the animals, the pieces of meat from the korban atomid, or not the korban atomid, atomid is a good korban erlo, from the other korbanos that are brought that day from the korban chates, the kohen gadol has the right to choose the best portion. So the maratona rabbanon, keitzad matriv chelik b'roishay.
Perosh, how do we say that the Kohen Gadol comes any day he wants to make the akrova, to bring the karbonis, to do the avoid of the karbonis? Is Oyma the Kohen Gadol has the right to say, Oyla zu ani makrif. Anytime there's a korban oyla here in the Beis Hamikdash, he could say, you know what, I want to do it today. Even though it's not his beisav, really, there was both the obvious to know exactly which kahanim could do the avoid of which day. That was only for the normal kahanim. Kohen Hedjit, Mashenk and the Kohen Gadol, he had a right to come in anytime he wanted to do the avoidah. He could say, this korban oyla, I want to bring it today. Mincha zu, ani makriv. This mincha also I want to bring, I have a right to bring it. Ketzad leitzel chelik b'roish, how does he have the right? What does it mean, he takes the chelik b'roish, he takes the good portion? Oymri has the right to say, chatezu ani yoichel. After they brought the korban chatez, the Kohen Gadol just walks in and says, I want to take the portion from this korban chatez. Hey, chatezu ani yoichel. Oshem ze ani yoichel. He has a right to come in and stamp take it. Weiter, the noitel another chaluka was the noitel chalo mishtei chalas. That ran shvuis. They brought the shtei halechim, then they divided it up. The Kohen Gadol had a right to take one of those two chalas. He took half of it. He took one chala out of the shtei halechim, went to the Kohen Gadol. Arba oichomish mimaisa lechem upon him. Every Shabbos they had lechem upon him, which was 12 chalas, two piles of 6 and 6. So after every Shabbos they took off the old 12 chalas, and they divided it between the Kohanim. Now how much went to the Kohen Gadol? This Tana holds, Arba oichomish, we'll soon see why. Sometimes the Kohen Gadol took 4 of the 12 lechems, and sometimes he took 5 of the 12 lechems. Heis Arba oichomish mimaisa lechem upon him. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rebbe says no. Li'oilam chomish. Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol always takes 5. Li'oilam chomish. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'ho'iso li'aron o'lebonov. Machtzo li'aron o'machtzo lebonov. So whenever they made the chalukah, half went to Aaron and half went to his children. So therefore when we divide up the lechem upon him, Aaron always gets, the Kohen Gadol always gets 5. The Gemara will soon ask, the Kuri should have got 6 then, because there were 12 lechems for the lechem upon him. So you divide up half and half, the Kohen Gadol should have got 6. We'll soon see why the Kohen Gadol only gets 5. So the Rashi, Mishtei Chalas, out of the Rashi Shel Atzeres, from the Tushtei Lechem that they brought down the Atzeres, there everybody holds the Kohen Gadol got 1. Mashenken from every Shabbos lechem upon him, here it's the Machlokes. The Tanakhama says, Arbo Chomish, Bechol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Lukamim Meforish, Mosai Arbo, Mosai Chomish. Soon the Gemara will explain when did they get 4 and when did they get 5. Now Vahoy Soli Aaron Labon of the Pasuk says, the Lechem upon him tziv. But it is the Pasuk by the Lechem upon him, that Mashma Mach Soli Aaron, the Kohen Gadol received half of the Lechem upon him. The Yafapi Shein Shnei Moser, or there's a question, even though how many Chalas were there by the Lechem upon him, there were 12 Chalas. So if you say the Kohen Gadol gets half, how much is half of 12? Should have got 6? So how come Rebbe says he only gets 5? So Morin says, Yesh bem shtei chalas sheinem mischalkos neforos v'yozol. There are 2 lechems, 2 chalas are not in the cheshbon. They don't divide 2. So how many did they divide up? Only 10. So Mel is very good. The Kohen Gadol gets half for 10 is 5. That will soon see. But this is the Machlokes Tanakam and Rebbe. How many chalas did the Kohen Gadol get? So you always get half? And according to Tanakam, no, sometimes you only got 4.
No, huh? The Kohen Gadol didn't take anything, so the other Kohanim divided up.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Gufa Kash, Avakash, what you just said. Omati just telling me now that Noitel Chala Achas Meshtei Chalas. That everybody holds. That what? Well, not everybody, that's the Stam Mishnah here. That by Shavuot, when they made the special Shtei Halechim, the Kohen Gadol took 1. So the Chur, why do we see 1? He gets half. Because there were only 2. So Mani Rebihi. That race has to go according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds the Kohen Gadol always got half. The Yom HaPal Gashokel, he gets half. Now, Eimim Mitzios, so what does it say in the middle of this Mishnah? This Rice, what does it say? Arbo Echomish, that the Kohen Gadol only took 4, or sometimes he got 5. Mimaisa Lechem Aponim, from the Lechem Aponim of every Shabbos. Is the Hur also in the Rabbonin? It goes according to Rabbonin Shita. The Yom HaLoi Shokel Palga, that no, the Kohen Gadol does not always get half. Because we see sometimes he only gets 4. We'll soon see when he gets 4. But I call upon him, 4 for sure is not half. So according to the middle that says 4 and 5 is not according to Rebbe, but according to the Rabbonin. But the aim of Sefer, what does it say at the end? The Sefer it says, Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, Li'oilom Chomish, there are always 5. So
So the Chura Reisha is Sefer Rebbe. The end that it says there's always five for the Kohen Gadol. That again is Rebbe Shita, that the Kohen Gadol gets half. So according to Vissel Modern here, the beginning and the end goes according to Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol always got half. And the Mitzvah Rabbanin, and the middle part goes according to Rabbanin, that they say no, four or five, that sometimes Yoni gets four. The Chura, that's not like Rebbe, so the Vissel Modern is that. So Rashi Osan Rabbanin, the Yarmah the Rabbanin said, Lo Shoka Palgo, they don't get half. Because if the Kohen Gadol always is supposed to get at least half, he can't get less than five lechems from the lechem opponent. Because at least 10 was divided up. So how do you say he gets four? So right, it's not according to Rebbe. If you don't know, he gets always half. So the Chura Reishim is Yasser Abonin. The Amri Lo Shoko Palga Ela Botsim Mi Palga. Or the Kashaloch. Chalot. What's we'll see. And more like this. His Ema. Yeah. Reisha the Sefer Rebbe, Tziyasa Rabbonin. Is Amr Abai, Abai says like this, no. Reisha Teim Tziyasa Rabbonin. No, both the Reisha and the Mitzia goes according to the Rabbonin. That really the Kohen Gadol does not get hif. He only gets four. The question was, why by Atzeres then? So they say the Kohen Gadol gets one of the Shtei Alechem. The Chur the Rabbonin Shittur is the Kohen Gadol does not get hif. So how come here by the Shtei Alechem he gets hif? He gets one Lechem. Have the Gemara Umay, the Rabbonin, Beprusad Lav Urcha Arya, Lemeisva, Lekoin Godel. The Rabbonin also Moida, that by the Shtei Lechem, since there are only two Lechems, so we have to give something to the Koin Godel. It's not nice to give him a piece. You can't give him a piece of a Lechem. So you have to give him a whole Lechem. So the least you can give him is one Lechem. Therefore, even the Rabbonin Moida, that when comes Shavuot, the Shtei Lechem, the Koin Godel for sure gets one Lechem. That goes according to everybody. Now it's only a Machlekes, by the Shtei HaLechem, by the Lechem upon him every Shabbos, where we had 12 Chalas, and 10 of them were divided up. So the Shaila is, the Kohen Gadol will always get at least 5, he gets half, or else no, the Rabbanim say no, sometimes he gets 4 or 5, sometimes he only gets 4. Then there's no such theorem. The Reish Ataki was the Rabbanim, the Reish and the Mitzvah, and the Echnami Rebbe, at the end of it's on the Rabbanim. Because it's not a Urcha Arya, Lemeis of the Kohen Gadol, a piece. Therefore, for sure, you have to give him at least one whole challah from the lechem, from the shnei lechem. Now for the Gemara, Umayya bor chomish to Rabbonin. What does it mean? The Rabbonin said that the Kohen Gadol sometimes gets four out of the 12, and sometimes.